Again, Simon Kof Zion, New Simon, page 268. So Machab says, Imam Masupak not sure if you daven or not. Not sure. Now the Mishnah points out that here we're talking about davening. If you're not sure whether you said Shema and it's brachos, so then he says, look in Simon Samach Zion. Simon Samach Zion, Mishnah says that you have to go back and do it all over again. But here we're talking about Shemoneh Esrei. So again, let me explain it before. Concept is, the idea is, now don't forget, tefilos are parallel to the korbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Like the tamidim, the tamid in the morning, minchas, tamid in the afternoon. Now, Marav, of course, is a different story. They brought up the Imurim at night, and don't forget, Mariv is, it's not so clear, it's a Chova, it's not, but we accept it as a Chova. But let's just talk about Shachris and Mincha. Shachris and Mincha are for the Korbanos. So now, you're not sure if you daven or not. Chozer Mizbal, you have to go back and daven again. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, did you make a tznai? You make a stipulation. You say, if I didn't daven, so this is my davening. And if I did, this should be as a nedava, as a donation. Now again, this is obviously challenging, as we'll see, because if your tefillah is for a korban, they didn't bring two. You couldn't bring two korban tamids. Couldn't do that. So we'll see. good. So the Mechaber says, "Ve'eino tzarich l'chadesh shum dover." You don't have to come up with a new idea, a new thing when you daven to make up for this suffix, this doubt that you have. Aval imbari lo sheyispal. But let's say you know for sure you daven. Eino chozer mispal b'lo chidush. You cannot go and daven a second time unless you say something new in your tefillah. Now the idea is, like I said before, so if, the Mishnah Berurah explains, if you're not sure if you daven, so we let you daven because maybe you didn't bring the korban, so to speak. So the fact that you're covering that doubt is good enough. That's good enough. But if you know you daven, as I said before, so then you brought, so to speak, the korban already. What are you doing? So the answer is, if you want to daven again, so then you have to, you could daven again. But that korban, that tefillah will not be as a korban tamid. It won't be in place of the korban tamid that you did already. What would it be? Like, you could bring any korban, right? You could bring a donation. You could bring a nedava to the Beis HaMikdash. But that has to be different. It has to be different, so to speak, than the Shemoneh Esrei you did before. Therefore, you have to do something novel. We'll see in Beis, maybe not today, but maybe tomorrow, Blei Neder, what that novel chidush would have to be in your Shemoneh Esrei. Va'al yedei chidush, and based upon this new thing that you're going to do in, or say, in that Shemoneh Esrei, the second Shemoneh Esrei. Now again, this is case B. Case B is you daven, and you know you daven. So you have to come up with something new. Chozer mispal ben nedava, so now you could go back and daven a second time as a donation. As a donation, as a nedava. Mishnah Berurah explains, as I said before, it has to be a nedava. It has to be as a donation. But as a obligation, you can't do that. Because, as Mishnah Berurah says in Gimel, you'd be over Baal Tosef. You're adding on, right? You bring a one tamid in the morning. Oh, I'm a big shot, I bring two. Well, you mean can't bring two? Can't bring two. Therefore, you can't do that. So therefore, you have to... if you want to daven again, when you daven again and you have a chiddush, so the Mishnah Berurah says, it says it shows that you're not doing it as an obligation. Or the Mishnah Berurah says the other way, that if you don't say something novel in the second Shemoneh Esrei, looks like you're davening like you did before. But you did the one before already, so what are you doing now? Okay. Back in the Machaber, come upon Mishirtze, and you could keep on doing this. You could daven as many times as you want. You could bring as many donation contribution korbanos, I mean, depending on how many animals you got, or sheyotzei chutz mitfilas musaf. You can't do this for a musaf. Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tovim, Shabbos. You know, well, Shabbos and Yom Tov is a different situation. Anyways, we'll see in a second. But a korban for a musaf, you can't do a few musafs. Rosh Chodesh, whatever. So you'll do a few musafs, and each one you'll do a little different twist to it. We'll see the Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Shemis Palan also Nadava, because there is no such thing as bringing a Nadava, a donation korban musaf. That was a korban sibor. It was a communal korban. There was no such animal, pardon the pun, as a korban musaf as a donation, so therefore the tefillah can't work that way either. Now, and then the Machaber continues, with Shabbos Yom Tov, as I mentioned before, and Shabbos and Yom Tov, Eino Mispal Tefillas Nedava. You can't do an extra Shemoneh Esrei. Come up with a novel idea in Shemoneh Esrei. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't do that. Now again, maybe the person, I want to mention this before, maybe the person wants to do this because maybe the Yosef Shemoneh Esrei, you know, they concentrated for the first paragraph, but like after the first paragraph, they were in La La Land, right? So they weren't there. So they wanted to daven again, right? So because they didn't do it, they feel like they really didn't do it for the Shemoneh Esrei. So again, for Shabbos and Yom Tov, you cannot do the system we just mentioned. Let's say you started davening based upon the first idea. Remember, the first halacha was you thought you didn't daven, so you davened a Shemoneh Esrei. Now all of a sudden you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you say, I did daven. I did daven Shabbos. I forgot. My person's busy. They forgot. V'niskash kvar ispalo, and you remember that you taka did daven. Posek afilu be'emsa bracha, you stop on a dime, even in the middle of a bracha. Afilu yachol l'chayesh b'davar, even if you could come up with a novel idea in the Shemoneh Esrei, and now make it like a donation, like we said before, you can't do that. Why? Because the basis of this Shemoneh Esrei that you're saying now, when you started, was that it's obligatory. I didn't think I davened, so I'm davening Shacharis. This is an obligatory, this is a Karman Talmud. Now all of a sudden, whatever point it is, you realize, I davened already. So, I'm going to switch it into a donation. I'm going to change it into a nedava. I'll say something in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, we'll see, that's new and different. Can't do that. Good. Now, the Beer Halacha explains that with Mariv, since even though we say it's not obligatory, still since now we say that it's a chova, since now we say that's an obligation, so the Beir HaLacha says, very interesting language, Mistama, very interesting language by the Chovas Chaim, we would assume, apparently, we would say, that if you started based upon the fact that you thought it was a chova, but it's not, so you'd have to stop. Okay, tomorrow, Mir Tashem, when we'll go on, we'll talk about this idea, this novel idea of a tefillas nedava, that hypothetically, or in theory, we'll see how this works out, you could daven as many Shemoneh Esreis as you want. Again, I know I daven. I want to daven more. I want to daven 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Shemoneh Esreis in the morning. So you could, as long as each time you come up with a chidush, you come up with a novel, some new knech, as we call it. What does that mean? What is that? What is a chidush that you'd have to come up with in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei during Shemoneh Esrei, in order to make it different than the obligatory Shemoneh Esreis, and then, hypothetically, you could do as many as those as you want. We'll see about that, believe that, tomorrow. Okay?